In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Remember what we said yesterday. St. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That means you can face the day with your problems today, because the Lord Jesus is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like, there are some things I don't like to do. I do not like to pray over people that have demons. I don't like doing that. But if they come to me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's just as simple as that. When I went to St. Edward's in Tennessee, Nashville, I was very reluctant because I hadn't spoken to people other than Holy Rosary people for almost 5 years. I had to depend upon God that He was going to give me the words to say, and He did. And many healings took place. Many healings took place. I told you about the two children who had epilepsy. The mother brought them both up. I pray, God, for those two children, that You would deliver them from seizure disorders. I pray to God in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, that their electric system would be perfect in Jesus' name, through the power of the blood of the Lamb. I'm looking at Mark 12, verse 35. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, well, if He's teaching in the temple, there's going to be a lot of people there. Jesus did not teach like the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus taught with authority, and He still teaches with authority from within. How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit in the Psalms, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord said to my Lord, yes. Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." Yes. He is God, the second person in the Blessed Trinity. One God, three divine persons. David himself called him Lord, so how can he be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him. See, it's a large crowd. They want to touch him. They want to be healed by him. They want to be nourished by him. They were listening to him with delight. I tell you, we need to listen to Jesus with delight as we read our scriptures. We need to be delighted in the Lord as we read our scriptures. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets." I tell you, I'm not looking for places of honor. When we have weddings, you know, they always put me with the flower girl, and I'm helping her get ginger ale. You know, I don't want just places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers for the sake of appearance. They will receive the greater condemnation. We don't need to say long prayers. We need to just pray. I pray the Hail Mary. That's not a long prayer. It's all about Jesus, really. Mother of God tells us that Jesus is God. Jesus is God. So when I pray the Hail Mary, I'm not doing it to gain acceptance by God. I already have acceptance through the blood of Jesus. You already have acceptance through the blood of Jesus. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money
into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called the disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had to live on." So I tell you, I see this woman as a prophetic sign of Jesus on the cross, who gives it all, and who draws all men and women unto himself. I see this little widow as a prophetic experience of Jesus on the cross. Jesus on the cross is going to draw all men and women unto himself. And I see him abandoning everything into the Father's hands. Let's continue. Chapter 13 of Mark. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." Why? Because they failed to recognize their visitation in Jesus Christ, the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. So the temple is going to be destroyed. And that happened in the year 70 by the Romans. Not one stone upon another, because they failed to realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. When he was sitting on Mount of Olives, and when you sit on the Mount of Olives, you're looking into the holy city. You're looking into the holy city. He could see the temple. It was like so close to him. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? The coming of the Lord, the coming of the destruction of the temple." Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars," we hear that all the time, "do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines, and this is but the beginning of the birth pangs." In other words, it's the beginning of the coming of the Lord. It is not the end. Other things must happen. We hear of earthquakes all the time. And unfortunately, these earthquakes go to poor places like Haiti. It's very sad. And it is not God who sends earthquakes. It's our sin, the sin of people. And I'm not saying that the people in Haiti sinned more than me. I'm saying that sin makes earthquakes. And I'm not saying the people of Haiti sin more than me. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. This happened. This happened. And you will stand before governors and kings because of me. And what will you do with them? You give them your witness about Jesus as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all the nations when they bring you to trial, not if they bring you to trial, and hand you over. Do not worry beforehand about what you ought to say, but say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. I remember going before the courts because of pro-life, and I said, "My mother is an old person, and my pastor is an old person, and I cannot stand trial." And I felt that I denied Jesus, and the Lord said, "You'll have another time to do it."
Brother will betray brother to death. Father will betray child. And children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. And you will be handed over because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. The one who perseveres. We need to pray for perseverance, because perseverance wins the reward. Whatever the reward is, it's Jesus. And he tells us to persevere, to endure to the end, will be saved. During the time of persecution, to endure to the end. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, let the reader understand, then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and the one on the housetop must not go down to enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter, for in those days there will be suffering such as has never been before from the creation that God created until now. No, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, have the elect? Do you give your life to Jesus? Am I part of the elect? Does he have my life? I tell you, to be part of the elect is an elect to serve, not an elect to receive praise. God says, I have served you. Now you must serve one another. Whom he chose, he has cut short those days because of the elect. And if anyone says to you at that time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, do not believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be alert, I have already told you everything. Oh yes, be alert. Be alert, know where your heart is. Jesus says in John's Gospel, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Our faith must be persevering. We must persevere in our faith, in bad times and in good. I know people say, yeah, but I'm suffering. How can I persevere? Well, we pray God end the suffering. But until he does, offer it to the crucified Jesus. Persevere. Persevere in faith. Like that little lady who threw all her money into the treasury. She was a woman who persevered in faith. Simeon and Anna are two people who persevered in faith. Simeon knew that he would not die until he had beheld the Messiah of the Lord. He persevered. He persevered in faith. The apostles persevered. Even unto death they persevered. But in those days, after the suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will give its light, will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the sky and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Everything's going to be shaken. I tell you, God is into shaking the church now. Not only the church, but the world is being shaken. God shakes so that the people of God would repent and turn their life over to Jesus Christ. There is a big shaking going around. Just look in the churches. How many people do not come? How many people do not come? There is a shaking going around. God wants respect from his people. He wants love from his people. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. I tell you, he's coming. Oh, we do not know the day, we do not know the time, but we know the Lord is coming. He has promised that he is coming, and he will come with the angels. He will come with the angels. He will come with the saints. He will come in the clouds. He will come. He will come. Oh, but there will be great persecution before he comes. Jesus does not promise us sickness. Jesus promises us persecutions. Remember what Peter said. We've left mother and father and sister and brother in lands for you. What are we going to get? Jesus said, in this life, more mothers, not fathers, though. More brothers, more sisters, more lands. And persecutions beside. I tell you, persecution is part of the gospel. Everyone will not like what we're saying. Just in Holy Rosary, we have people coming from all over the diocese. The people in Holy Rosary, only a fraction of the people come. It hurts me. It hurts me. But you know what? God called me to be faithful to the ones who come, to be preached to the ones who come. Everyone makes a decision. Everyone makes a decision. Will I go there? Will I not go there? You know, they call me the cult, Father Tom's cult. I'm not into being a cult. I'm into being apostolic. I'm into proclaiming the gospel in good times and in bad, in season and out of season. From the fig tree, which represents Israel, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Yes, when you see all these persecutions and people being persecuted and brought before the authorities, know that he is near, even at the gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Do you understand that? When Jesus says something, he means it. We have persecution of Christians in the Middle East, in China. We in the United States have not been persecuted yet. Oh yes, they throw popcorn at us. That's not very big persecution. But we will be persecuted because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his love, because of his name. But about the day or the hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware. Keep alert. Keep alert. Keep alert. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with its work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake. Persevere. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Persevere. Keep awake. Keep awake. Are you keeping awake? I'm not talking about sleeping. I'm talking about, you know, are you waiting for the coming of the Lord? Are you waiting? Are you waiting with prayer for the coming of the Lord? I tell you, we need to keep our prayer going, because without prayer, nothing happens. We need to keep our prayer going. So what have we learned today? Well, we've learned I didn't do this.
one of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, with your whole strength. And the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" In John's Gospel, he tells us we should love our neighbor as he has loved us, even unto death. "There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with our whole heart, with our whole understanding, with our whole strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than the whole of burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any questions. Why? Because they see that he is the answer. Oh yes, Jesus is the answer. You see, the prophets prophesied many words, but they weren't the answer. Jesus' proclamation, Jesus himself is the answer. I tell you, when we study the Sermon on the Mount, more than the words that he speaks, it's all about the man on the Mount. It's all about Jesus, the Lord, who has come to save his people. "The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, 'Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It says he pitched his tent among us, just like the Old Testament. He pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to announce to you Days of Glory, November 9th to the 12th, at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Reuben. Days of Glory, between the 9th and the 12th of November, at Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Reuben. Their telephone number is 781-935-8760. That's 781-935-8760. Between the 9th and the 12th of November, at Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Reuben, Days of Glory. The glory of God comes. People are healed, delivered, and blessed. I hope to see you there. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.